You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer, archerradio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Saturday, January 7th, 2006. With me this evening is the boyfriend. Say hello.
Hello.
Can you get closer to the microphone?
Hello.
He's not in a good mood, I can tell.
You're bossy.
I am bossy. We are currently listening to the soundtrack to Brokeback Mountain because we just got home from seeing the movie Brokeback Mountain, and I liked it. I don't know what the boyfriend thinks, but I liked it. Did you like the movie?
I liked it.
You did like it. And I was just saying before we started recording this show that which character did you like, or which one did you think is hotter, Jake Gyllenhaal or Heath Ledger?
Well, in that movie, Jake Gyllenhaal.
When you say in the movie, you mean his character?
Yes.
And why is that?
Well, he looked more attractive, and he was a little more outgoing and sexy. And
well, he definitely was sexy.
Heath Ledger as Ennis was not sexy.
No, and you know what? Heath Ledger, just as Heath Ledger, is it me, or does he talk like he's got marbles in his mouth?
Well, Heath Ledger as Heath Ledger, I think, is sexy.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, I totally enjoy the movie, and I will definitely be getting this movie on DVD when it comes out. But I thought it was an extremely complicated movie in terms of the relationship that they had and how they were able to get together and not get together and so forth.
It was, psychological
definitely.
Study of characters and
definitely.
A lot of metaphors and symbolism.
But I also thought it was a very strong love story. Although we were discussing this in the car on the way home, and you didn't think that they were, or that Ennis was in love with Jack until Jack had, well, no spoilers here, I'm sure everybody's seen the movie, after Jack was killed, right?
Well, yes. I was saying in the car, we were discussing the movie, that it seemed as though the two of them had this magical summer on Brokeback Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack lived in that magical summer. And so every time they got back together, Jack was trying to recapture that magical moment. It's classic long-distance relationship in which, because I've been in a similar situation.
Right.
Whereas, you know, you're always trying to relive or recapture that moment where it was magical, you fell in love, and the other person lives in reality. Ennis lived in the reality. They were both married. They were living in two completely opposite parts of the country. Their circumstances were far more complicated than when they were, you know, Brokeback Mountain as ranchers.
Right.
And so Ennis was living in the situation as it was. So they would get together periodically, they'd have this fun time, then they'd go back to their wives and whatever they were doing. And I think Jack was just madly in love with Ennis, and Ennis couldn't really express how he felt because Ennis really couldn't. He didn't know how to. He had no bonds with any human being. He was very isolated, emotionally impoverished.
And that was because of his upbringing.
And a number of factors, where he lived and his environment and the isolation. And so it was a tragic story.
It was definitely tragic, but I thought it was, you know, it reminded me a little bit. Have you heard the movie Same Time Next Year? Mm-hmm. Excuse me, with Ellen Burstyn and Alan Alda.
Yeah, yeah.
It reminded me a little bit of that in the way that they would get together every year.
Mm-hmm.
However, maybe I got a little confused there. Were they getting together like every month or every other month or something like that for a while?
It seemed
like
every couple of months.
Yeah, because the whole November thing when they were supposed to get together in November. And what was I going to say?
I don't know.
What were you going to say about the movie? Now, see, we said everything in the car. Now I can't remember what we're talking
about. Well, no, I mean, I said everything I said in the car. I mean, it was a tragic tale of love, and Ennis realized he could never express to Jack how he felt in a deep way, and he never, because he didn't know how he felt. And then at the end, I think it came to him when his daughter announced she was getting married, and that this was someone she loved and he loved her. And he opens the closet door, and there's Jack's shirt, and this, you finally get that feeling that Ennis
loved
this person, and he realized it was too late, but he could never Ennis could never express how he felt about anyone in the movie.
Yeah.
He's just he was too emotionally poor.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, because on Friday's Bad Weeds SF, they were talking about that. He and Corky Romagnola and his boyfriend Duncan were talking about how poverty-stricken they were, not just financially, but emotionally.
Emotionally.
Yeah. Excuse me. What did you think about the scenery?
Oh, the scenery was beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. I would have loved to have built a cabin with Jake Gyllenhaal and lived up there.
Well,
of course, you could be there, too.
I could fluff Jake.
I can do that.
Well, you promised me you would do the laundry.
Oh, well, I would do that, too.
Nude.
I'll do it nude.
With just rocks.
Just rocks.
Pounding the clothes.
I don't know about that.
Now, I have to say, I saw, it was with Julianne Moore, Far From Heaven.
Yes, with Dennis Quaid.
I thought that was a stronger movie.
Really?
Yeah.
In terms of the guy having to deal with him and realizing he's gay and all that?
That, and you just felt so sorry for that Julianne Moore's character. I mean, she was this brave woman in the 50s.
She was trying to hold it together.
She lost her friends. You know, it wasn't her fault. Her husband was gay.
Right.
She befriended this black man, and no one could understand that. That was even worse than having a gay husband.
Right.
And you just thought she was going to have a nervous breakdown any minute. And yet, she found some kind of inner strength to
overcome all
to
of that.
To move forward.
But now, don't you think...
Well, and the colors in Far From Heaven.
Yes.
Just beautiful colors and imagery.
But in Brokeback Mountain, I also felt sorry for the wives.
Well, yes.
Because they were, especially Ennis's wife, because she knew early on what was going on, and she stayed in that marriage as long as she could.
Well, I mean, women in rural communities, I mean, what do you do?
Well, that's true.
She hung in there until she just couldn't. They got a divorce.
Do you think, jumping around here, at the end when Ennis saw Jake's shirt in the closet and all that stuff, do you think his daughter knew what was going on?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. Because, you know, she had that look in her eye earlier on when she was younger. You know, I don't know. I felt sorry for Jake Gyllenhaal, because a couple of times that he tried so hard to get together with him, and then he was kind of brushed off. You know, early on, like probably 10 years in a relationship, when he said, you know, it could be like this all the time, we could have a little cabin up here.
That was the magic, wanting to recreate the magic. What were they going to do? They had wives, they had children. They were both, one lived in Wyoming, one lived in Texas. In areas where, you know, homophobia,
well, see, I know
two
that.
Men living in a cabin, was that realistic?
Probably not. No.
In the 1960s, was that in those communities? Was that realistic?
No, but couldn't they have moved to a big city? Well, they're cowboys.
Yeah, herding sheep in New York City. I don't think that was going to happen.
Well, I guess I just, I'm a romantic like that, because I think it would have been beautiful if they had been able to
do that. And that's it. Jack was living the romantic, magical... I mean, like the same... Listen to this.
Okay.
He had the same fantasy with a married man, which got him killed.
Oh, yes, yes, true. Do you think he had the same fantasy? Yes, he
did. Yes, he did. He went to the parents' house and he had the same thing. Was that realistic? That
no.
This other man was going to leave his high society wife to go up in the mountains of Wyoming and have this...
And live off the land.
It was fantasy.
It was fantasy.
It was romantic fantasy, and it sounded beautiful. But it wasn't real.
What do you think Ennis thought when Jack's father told him that he was going to do this with another guy?
Well, I think this is when all the pieces came together for Ennis.
What, that Jack was gay? Mm-hmm. Now, what are you saying?
No.
Which pieces?
No. That he had this magical time with this person he loved, and the magic wasn't working with Ennis, so Jack tried to recreate the magic with this
other guy.
Again, they had another kind of secluded cabin. They spent their free time there getting drunk. But they went back home to their wives,
right,
and their children. And, you know, for Jack, of the characters, he was probably the most confirmed
gay
person trying to
have a
come out and have a, but he was in.
Whereas Ennis, you were saying earlier that Ennis didn't really even know what he was.
I don't think Ennis had any. There were identity issues with Ennis all the way around, not just sexual
identification. Right.
He was emotionally barren.
But he knew. But even so, even though he was emotionally out of touch and barren, I think you could see by the movie, by the way Heath Ledger played the character, that Ennis knew he had a bond with Jack. He couldn't express it. He couldn't show it. He couldn't deal with it.
He didn't know how. When they were together and they had that time, it was, you know, physical, and there was some emotional attachment, but then there was that time.
But
away.
Now, okay, what about that time? The first time they got together after the 4 years, and they had that amazing kiss outside the laundromat. I mean, that I thought that was very emotional for Ennis.
It was. But again, you've never been... If you've been in a
long distance
relationship...
Okay.
You know, when I would visit my boyfriend, he lived here, I lived in New Orleans, I could barely contain myself on the airplane.
Contain yourself from what?
From seeing him, from, you know, kissing and all of this, it just seemed... I wanted to recreate that first time that we met, and it was going to be all so romantic.
Kind of like the way I feel every Friday.
Is that how you feel every Friday, honey?
Well, I'm very glad to see you every Friday.
But, I mean, this is like long distance,
I know what you mean. I'm
time
just
away, and that... Those sparks were still there.
I actually did that in college, because my boyfriend lived up here and I lived down south, and it was a 5-hour drive, and we only got together like every 3 weeks or something like that. So,
yeah, it's a very charged experience.
It was very charged.
But over time, I mean, that boyfriend that I had, he was the one living in reality. We're in two different cities.
So in that relationship, you were Jack, and he was Ennis.
Yeah.
In let's say now, would you say you're an Ennis or you're a Jack?
I'm an Archer.
You're an Archer. You're an Archer. Well, I really did enjoy the movie. Now I was trying to think what else we were going to discuss. When we first walk out of the movie, we had plenty of stuff to talk about, and I can't think of what we were going to bring up on the podcast.
Tom DeLay in trouble.
Oh, you want to switch gears and go to Tom DeLay?
For 2 minutes.
All right.
Sounds like he ought to be going back to his job as a pest exterminator.
Is that what he did before?
That's what he did before, yep.
Well, because he announced
killing roaches. Sounds like he's
one of the roaches.
He's a big roach.
But now, because it was announced today that he was not going to seek his reseek. Kind of what
he's gotten fat too. What do Republicans do? Denny Hastert too.
He's always been fat.
Yeah, he's getting fatter and fatter. He's going to pop.
Well, have you looked at Newt Gingrich lately? He's actually lost weight.
Well.
But Tom DeLay announced that he would not be seeking his seat as House Majority Leader, right?
Right.
Would he still have a seat, though?
Or he just, still has his seat.
But just not as Majority Leader?
Right.
Well, then he needs to give up his seat, period.
He needs to go to jail.
Well, do you think he ultimately will?
One only hopes.
Kind of like Bush.
Yeah. Yes, Dick Cheney's whore.
Dick Cheney's...
They all need to go to jail. They can all gangbang each other in the showers.
Oh, now you're being awful. The Republicans don't do that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Did you read about the evangelical minister in Oklahoma?
Oh my God, yes I did.
Too delicious.
He was a major homophobe who preached homophobia and then was caught soliciting another man sex. That's actually on one of the blogs I read. What's the name of the blog? I think it's Looking for Sam. Yeah, the setup. I was in an area pastoring.
He was pastoring, or he was sucking dick.
To the police. That line is destined to become a classic. Pastoring to police, hee-hee. I've seen a few men in blue that I'd love to pastor. In case you missed the news, Tulsa pastor Lenny Latham, a member of the executive committee of the Southern Baptist Convention who has spoken out against homosexuality, was arrested for offering to engage in an act of lewdness with a male Oklahoma City undercover officer.
He should come to Christ, shouldn't he?
He'd like to come with Christ, I'm sure. Anyway. Too much. I can't think of what else to talk about. This is not a very good podcast, is it?
Well, we talked about the movie quite a bit.
But I don't think we hit everything that we were talking about on the way home.
Well, do you want to talk about your barium release?
Absolutely not.
You put it on one of your podcasts that you had taken a barium treatment and wondering how it was going to affect you.
It didn't affect me at all.
We had some effects today.
Okay, so what are we doing tomorrow?
Let's just assure the audience that the barium has been released. And you're very happy about
it. Special delivery Mark left a comment about barium. barium something or other, I don't know.
Well, he's gotten rid of that nasty barium, believe
me. I'm fine. Tomorrow, what are we doing tomorrow? Because today's Saturday, tomorrow's Sunday. What are we doing tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow we are waiting for groceries.
No, after that.
I'm getting that brand new box of Cascade. I can't wait.
So, after you get your brand new box of Cascade, what are we doing?
Then we're going to sniff the brand new bottle of Downy. Mountain Fresh.
Oh, you love grocery shopping, don't you?
I hate it.
I hate it, too.
Then we're going to caress the new rolls of Scott Toilet Tissue.
Okay, please.
Then we have a plan to go to Hillsboro Winery.
Thank you. And what are we going to do there?
Grade papers.
You're going to grade papers. I'm going to drink wine. And actually, I'm going to do some video for our Virginia Wine Time blog. You know, the facility and the grounds and stuff.
As long as you can get whatever bottle of wine you want, as long as it's the one that I want.
Which either be the ruby or the claret.
Ruby or claret? They don't make a claret.
I'm sorry, what was the garnet?
Garnet. I want diamond.
Diamond?
Yes.
They don't have a wine called diamond.
Well, they'd better make one.
By tomorrow?
Yeah.
You ask a lot, don't you?
I'm demanding.
Not with your legs in the air.
What does that mean?
Remember, I'm the boss. I'm bossy.
Only when you're podcasting, you're bossy.
What am I, a wimp when I'm not on the air?
Well, with me, you're bossy. Get away from the microphone. You're too close to the microphone. You're too far away from the microphone. Don't make that noise. Make more noise. Talk some more. Don't talk so much.
I am
Speak
bossy.
French. Speak Czechoslovakian.
I never
Where's
say
the pickled cabbage? Get me some prunes.
I never say any of that stuff.
You do.
What are you talking about? You're totally making this up.
I'm not. Now he's taking out the Dawn. Don't squirt me with that Dawn. You know I'm allergic. Stop. Ow!
So today, after
he shot me with a Dawn.
I shot you
now
with something.
Now I'm melting.
No, you're not. So today, at the boyfriend's house, we took down his Christmas tree, and it was so healthy it didn't drop hardly any needles. And then I set up his new DVD VCR player on his TV. And what's the first DVD that he wants to put in there and watch?
Faster, Pussycat. Kill, kill.
Faster, Pussycat, kill, kill. So we had to watch like 10 minutes of Tora Satana.
As Varla.
Varla, yeah.
And her two bad friends.
He would have sat there and watched the entire DVD if I had let him.
There are three bad girls.
But I had to watch other television while he cleaned his house. You did clean your house really well today.
I did clean the house.
Yeah, you did. And I helped.
You did. You were very helpful.
Until
I think you should do that every week.
That's not going to happen. When are you going to clean my house?
Never.
So then why should I clean yours?
Because I say so.
You're not the bossy one. And you're definitely not the boss of me.
See if you get anything special.
Oh, I am going to get something special. Yes, I am. All right. Have we talked enough? Have you gotten everything out that you'd like to say?
I would like to say one more thing.
Okay, don't scream into the microphone when you say it.
I will scream if I want to.
I can turn you down, you know. Go ahead.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Speak and I'm going to speak. Say something and I'll show you what I can do. Go ahead. Say something. Just speak and just talk and I'll show you. Listen to what you, in your earphones, what you hear. Come on, speak.
Archer ate spinach.
Did you hear that? I've zoomed it in and out. All right, enough of that. I did not eat spinach, by the way. I would.
Yes, not. You did.
Now, we're going to take the Eye River with us tomorrow and podcast on the way to the winery on the way and the way home, so we'll have another show to post. Now, on Tuesday's show, I'm going to post that video of you talking about cleaning up from Christmas.
Okay.
All right. Did I turn you down too low? No, maybe not. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, there you go.
I was burping the Riesling. Okay, so do you have anything else you'd like to say? Would you stop doing that?
Stop burping. I thought you expelled all of that gas when you had your barium release activities.
You know, you've already broken your New Year's resolution.
What was that resolution?
Not to talk about my bowel movement.
I didn't say you had a bowel movement. I simply said you had a barium release.
Same thing.
You're the one who was connecting it with bowel movements.
Honey,
I simply said
any intelligent
the barium has been purged from your body.
Do you want to know what color it was?
Oh, please tell
us. No, I'm not going to tell you.
Purple?
You said in an email to me that you thought I was going to have technicolor or something like that. Technicolor.
Well, was it technicolor?
No, it was brown.
Boring. That's boring.
Brown is not boring.
Well,
I actually look pretty good in brown. You know why?
Why?
Because my eyes are brown. But actually, my eyes are brown because I'm full of shit.
I'm glad you said it.
All right.
Maybe your eyes need a barium release.
This podcast has just gone straight down the hill. We were having a serious discussion about Brokeback Mountain.
You're the one who started talking about your bowel movements.
No, you started that.
No, I didn't. I simply said you had a medical procedure that ended in a barium release.
I have to make a doctor's appointment for that, by the way. Okay, that's enough for now. So,
Archer had an enema.
What?
Archer had an enema.
Oh, I did not. You are so disgusting.
You did. It was an oil enema, you told me. It was a Fleet oil enema.
I'm so turning down your microphone now.
You did.
We can't hear you.
He did.
We can't hear you because I turned your microphone off.
He did.
I turned it off again. And I did not, by the way. Now, be honest with the listeners and tell them the truth now. I'll turn your microphone down if you don't say it nice.
Okay.
Say it nicely.
Archer had
I turned it off again. Don't crack your knuckles. Come on, tell them.
You're going to burp and I can't crack my knuckles?
Tell the truth now. You already did it. You can't do it again.
All right, I'll tell the truth. Archer had.
Did not have. What?
A barium release. He's constipated. It needs an enema. I got it.
We have got to end this show. Say goodbye nicely in a nice volume.
Goodbye.
Until next time, boys and girls. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.